I'm ready to tell you that I'm not happy at all. I'm not happy about the war, ongoing war. Because, first of all, as an elder...
And as an elder who might have witnessed the previous protocols signed and how things were going before, do you see this as a positive step forward?
I think the protocol signed in Khartoum is really a way forward. It's a full hope. And I have confidence that our leaders, the ruling parties, will really come to implement it. Because peace is the only solution to our problem now, Francis. I don't think that there is any other way around. No beating around. No. Thank you.
Yeah, South Sudan is celebrating its 7th anniversary already. What do you say in connection to what is going on in Khartoum?
Well, we are celebrating the 7th anniversary, and it is the fruit of those who recognize the integrity of Southern Sudan. And in fact, we should celebrate it. We should celebrate that Independence Day, the 7th anniversary, and we hope the 8th anniversary will be in peace. Other peace, that is the one.
Yeah, most people believe that elders look beyond borders and can foresee what is coming next. As an elder, according to your own observation of all that is going on right now, do you see the people of South Sudan enjoying the peace they have been looking for? Do you see them enjoying South Sudan as an independent country?
I've listened to the media all these days, and it is... advisable to all the citizens of Southern Sudan to be very close to the media, because to follow what is happening. I am one of those who spend most of my time listening to the media, and I believe that peace is going to come. And those who are struggling just for their own interest, ignoring the people of the country, will not succeed. So I think there is hope, there is full hope for peace to come.
Yeah, if you look behind and look at some of the protocols signed and violated several times, what sort of advice do you give today as an elder to see into it that whatsoever is signed is highly respected and must be implemented?
Yeah, the violation of the peace protocol is really very unfortunate. It is done by those who are struggling for their own interest. This is what I know. But at the end, all the international communities, and including our neighbors, Sudan, Kenya, Uganda, surely we are going to implement it. We are going to implement it. Those who are doing this, violating this peace protocol now. But those who are struggling now, I see that it is very unfortunate because they've made the mothers very they've abused the protocol. They've abused their mothers, the children. They don't have a future generation to go to school. The roads are closed. Now from the president already passed a decree that the roads should be open, which means the road from Uluri, I don't know how to pronounce it. It is Uluri or Uluri. Should open a road from Luri, up to Amadi, Yambio, up to Tombura, and wow, this is what where we shall hope that after this implementation will bring development into the country.
What message do you have for the people of South Sudan who are celebrating the 7th anniversary of their country?
Any sovereign country has its Independence Day. And as I saw it in Central Africa, people celebrate with children from evening up to morning, or even for 72 hours. This is what I've been experiencing for all these over 60 years. So ours is very unfortunate when Christmas, that we are Christians. During the Christmas of 2017, a group of boys came and passed here and said, we said this has never happened. They say lomo te lomo, and the small boys, youngsters, but these were hooligans. I laughed. They came and passed near my house here. I did not go inside. Now this year, I think also the governor of Gudwe State, he has been very constructive. He has encouraged the people that Gudwe State doesn't want war. He has also encouraged his people and the youth to support peace, and also to cultivate. The people are now here.
Yes. What then could be your key message for this independence?
My key message is let us all support peace. And the protocol signed by Omar Bashir, the president of the Republic of the Sudan, and his brother who shook hands, I saw them over the TV, should be our hope. Hope forward for peace, final peace that we enjoy in Republic of Southern Sudan, and we celebrate our Independence Day. Please, please, advise these boys to stop war.